Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from two books in the Old Testament. First out of Isaiah, then out of 2 Chronicles. First, reading out of Isaiah chapter 45, verse 18, we read this: "For this is what the Lord says, He who created the heavens, He is God. He who fashioned and made the earth, He founded it. He did not create it to be empty, but formed it to be inhabited. He says, I am the Lord, and there is no other." And then out of 2 Chronicles chapter 15, and we believe that Ezra had the pen in his hand when God inspired the writing of this book. 2 Chronicles chapter 15, beginning of verse 3. "For a long time, Israel was without the true God, without a priest to teach, and without the law. But in their distress, they turned to the Lord, the God of Israel, and sought him, and he was found by them. In those days, it was not safe to travel about, for all the inhabitants of the lands were in great turmoil. One nation was being crushed by another, and one city by another, because God was troubling them with every kind of distress." You know, I was reminded again this morning, as I am every morning, that no matter what I'm facing, when the sun comes up and things and people begin to wake up in the world around me, as the day begins to unfold before me, God is Lord, God is there, and there is no other. No matter what's going on in the world, no matter what's going on around me, no matter the clouds which at times seem to cover the day, no matter the storms which gather or ultimately come, no matter the darkness in the world around us, each new morning brings a fresh reminder of the truth that He is the Lord and there is no other. And with Him, with the God who made it all is well. But you know, looking around our homes, our communities, nation, and world today, well, I don't know. Where is that? Where is that place where all is well? A few years ago, Michael W. Smith wrote a Christmas song for all year listening. That's what I do with Christmas music anyway, as many of you do, listen to it all year. Listen to his words. "All is well, all is well. Angels and men rejoice. For tonight darkness fell into the dawn of love's light. All is well. Let there be peace on earth. Christ is come. Go and tell that he is in the manger. Born is now Emmanuel. Born is our Lord and Savior. All is well." You know, I had a chance to meet him and spend time with him in Nashville a few years ago. And I wonder if Michael looked outside today, you wonder what he might write. Because if he did look outside today, he would see storms and violent weather wreaking havoc across our country. He would see recent, horrific, inexcusable deaths in Minnesota and Georgia and elsewhere. Peaceful protests turning violent with people inserting themselves, people whose only desire is to destroy lives, property, and hope among us, resulting in rioting and looting and mayhem in cities across our country and world. Statesmanship among our politicians is long since gone, replaced with vitriol, which separates us rather than providing the leadership needed to spread light, to spread healing and unity and hope for us all. All while now suffering through an economic downturn brought on by a virus of unknown origin or resolve, having a massive, deadly, and destructive impact around the world. But go back for a minute with me to the song and the song words that Michael wrote. He writes and sings, "All is well." Why? He writes "all is well" because Christ is born. "All is well" doesn't refer to things being easy and comfortable or everything going well for everybody or peace in the world. And maybe we're all successful or we're all well off by the world standards. No, all is well in our lives because God is here. And because of what God did and does for us, all is well because God came for each of us by sending his son to find us, to deliver us, and to save us for all eternity. And all is well begins to spread when what God did is accepted, is embraced, and when God is the focus of our lives and he is shared with others here and there and everywhere around the world. But that's the key. Is God the focus of our lives? Is God even in our lives? Do we just give him lip service? A few moments, minutes a day, if at all? Is his word a guide for our decisions and the direction of our lives each day? Are his promises and priorities, are they markers and a pole star for our lives? Are we surrendered to the grace and the guiding hand of God in our lives so that one day in this world, we truly might be able to say all is well? In the midst of what seems to be a world that is literally spinning out of control, Isaiah repeats God's words, "I am the Lord, and there is no other." And the question for us, for you and for me today and always, is very simply this: is he the Lord of your life? Is he the Lord of my life? Is he the Lord of our nation? Is he the Lord of the world? Because if he is, then he will be actively working through us, through you and through me, so that all will begin to be well in our lives, in our families, our communities, nation, and world. But today, even one person who's not tied to the television or other news sources can see that all is not well in our families, our relationships, our communities, our country, our world. We hope and reach for a life where all will be well, but the burdens of the day are too heavy for us to carry. Trying to find meaning and purpose in our lives seems almost impossible, and our futures are way too uncertain for us to even begin to crack a smile about. Because I know that for some of you, you're trying to find out the next steps for your career, or you're facing an uncertainty and expectations around the corner, and you don't know if it's good or not good. One of you is facing the uncertainty of loved ones' medical condition, reminding you and all of us of the importance of the gifts of family that we have been given. Or you're standing at the side of a child or a grandchild struggling to find their way in life, trying to protect them and their future in a world that is unforgiving, harsh, and seeks to rob them of their innocence and their values. Some of you are trying your best to heal a relationship or trying to figure out what this next season of your life will bring. We think to ourselves, I know, you've been there, I've been there. We think to ourselves, we can get there. We've got this. I can do this. We'll do it our way. I can make this work. But can we? How has that worked for you up to now? Through Isaiah, 700 years before the birth of Christ, which Michael W. Smith was singing about, the birth of Christ, Isaiah's words echo down through the centuries from then to today as we hear God's voice. I am the Lord, Scott, and there is no other. And the question for us is this: is he our Lord? Do we seek his way for our lives? Do we allow him in? Is he number one? Is he number two? Is he number 22? Is he number 40? Is he all those numbers in our lives? Is he in every part of our lives? Is he the center and the right and the left of our lives? Is he in the lives of our family and friends and in others within our nation? Is our identity defined by him, or is it defined by the world and our stuff and our resumes and the things that we have that others want? Have we turned away from him? As God points out through Ezra in the passage in 2 Chronicles that we read earlier, for a long time, he says, Israel was without the true God and without a priest to teach and without the law. Ezra was saying that God was rejected by the Israelite nation way back then, and that no religious leaders, no teachers stepped up to share and teach them about God or call them back to God. I wonder, my friends, I wonder if we will be judged for doing the same thing today as Israel did way back then. Have we turned from God in our personal lives? Do we just kind of give him a little lip service, a little moment, a couple minutes of quiet time, a prayer here and there? Have we turned from God in our businesses and in our nation? You know, that for years now we have told God we didn't want him in our schools. We didn't want him in our government, in our businesses, in public places, or in our finances. Today, we draw him close at times when we need some help. You know that. I do that. But not too close and not too long. We lean into him in our homes during a time of grace, a prayer before meals, and attend meetings in our churches weekly, maybe a couple of times a week. But often, we do that just to check off a box as something we're supposed to do. But 24 hours a day, not happening. And to see how all of that is working, we just have to look around. How do you feel? Not sure? Turn on your favorite news channel. How do you feel now? My friends, it seems that we have turned away from God. How's that working out? But listen to the hope penned at God's instance and inspiration by Ezra. In verse 4 again, in 2 Chronicles, when he wrote, "But in their distress, they turned to the Lord, the God of Israel, and sought him, and he was found by them." Why not? And why not now? Why not today? He's always there. It's the only way, my friends, to where we need to go, personally, in our families, as a nation and world. It's not going to happen through our politicians or in the streets with bricks and hammers and fires. We need to fix things. Justice needs to prevail. But it's not going to happen with those in leadership, in government, in states, in our Congress. But it will happen. And it can happen when we reach for Christ. Why not, then, one by one, begin turning to God? One by one by one, and then another, and then another, turning to God, finding God, and following him together, and remembering that no matter what is going on in our lives and in the world around us, he is still Lord, and there is no other. He's there. Michael W. Smith wrote, "All is well, all is well. Angels and men rejoice, for tonight darkness fell. Into the dawn of love's light, all is well. Let there be peace on earth. Christ is come." And when we are reaching for Christ, and when he is the center and the right and the left of our lives, the guiding light in every aspect of our lives, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, when he is our identity to others and in all things, then, my friends, all is well. It's truly possible. Let me pray for us. Father, well, you obviously knew I needed a 2x4 across the head, so thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for the reminder that you've had enough of my lip service, so thank you for drawing me back to you, as you always do, lovingly, but directly and clearly. For my friends, Lord, that are listening, thank you for that. I pray that they would sense your reminder too, calling them back, calling us all back, individually, as families, communities, nation, and world, to you. The reminder, as you say over and over through Isaiah, he is your Lord, you are still Lord, and there is no other. And when we embrace that, when we reach for that, and reach for your son, when you are the center and the right and the left of everything we do, then it truly is possible that all will be well. We ask your healing and protection on our country and the people in the country. We ask your healing and protection on all that went before. We ask that you put angels around each one of us. Thank you for all you do for us and with us. In Jesus' precious, precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.